Believe me, you will find a substitute. There's no neutral position. You will find a substitute. The time you take God, you put him aside, consciously or unconsciously, you will find a substitute. You may not know that the substitute is your God you are worshiping, but you are actually worshiping him. Remember, the prophet says, the devil, you can call him any name you want. You can call him Jesus. He won't be upset. You can call him Jehovah. He won't be upset. As long as you are worshiping him, no matter the name you give him, he's happy. And he's even happier when you give him the name of Jesus. Because he knows you are worshiping him, no thinking that you are worshiping God. Amen. I remember back home, you know, we have a lot of turkey meat, you know, turkey. Sometimes people can be eating turkey thinking they're eating chicken. Amen. They finish, they ate, they're happy. After I ask them, what did you eat? They say, I ate chicken. The turkey, it doesn't care. As long as you call, whether you call it chicken or monkey or whatever, as long as you ate it, the turkey is happy. Many people eat turkey thinking they're eating chicken. You worship the devil, no matter what name he takes, as long as he comes before God. Many people are today into idol worship in the name of religion. Very careful, my brother. In the name of religion, you worship an idol. People have put now the love of their church above God. So much that you go to church, they teach things that are against the word of God. But they love, they cherish their church so much that they know what they are preaching is against the word, but they are still putting, they are still, you know, supporting that church. That is idol worship. Because the word must come first. The time a church has taken the word aside and they've put their own thought and they start worshiping according to their own thought, which are against the word of God. Remember, you are worshiping the devil, calling him Jesus. Amen. There's many things we can mention here. That's why we want to draw your attention about this church. Your love for the church must not come before the love of God. That's why you need to be watchful. When you see something starting to go astray from the standard, the measuring stick, which is the word of God, you need to ring the bell. You need to say, hey, be careful. God must come first. The word of God says a woman cannot stand at the pulpit and preach the word. The day you'll see us start putting a woman here preach the word, though you love us, though you love the church, but we are starting to going astray from the word, your love of God must prevail. You have to stand and tell us, brother, what you are doing is wrong. And if we don't come back to the word, you have the right to quit this church and go somewhere else. Because God cannot be substituted. Substituted. Amen. By something else. Even if you call it church. Are we together? Some people have put their pastors instead of God. You know, many times, our representation of the devil, we think he's a guy there with horns, you know, a tail and red eyes. And if the devil comes like that, everybody will recognize this is the devil. And he won't worship him. But the Bible says he impersonates himself. He transforms himself into an angel of light. The devil will come to you sometimes in the form of your pastor. Amen. He will take the form of a holy man. Remember, in Babylon, the king made a statue of a holy man. Amen. And he put it there for the people to worship. In Babylon, that statue that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego refused to worship was actually the statue of Daniel. Amen. Because remember, that king gave Daniel, called him Belteshazzar, according after the name of his God. After Daniel revealed the secret, he interpreted the dream, the king said, Daniel, from now on, your name will be Belteshazzar, which is the name of my God. So he found Daniel to be his God. And the statue he made couldn't be any other person than his own God. So it was Daniel that he put there, a holy man. And the devil knew if he put a statue of a guy with horns and things, people won't worship. But when he put Daniel, that people trust, and he just hide himself behind that, you can start worshiping a man. We have seen holy man, anointed by God, with the true Holy Spirit, performing great miracle, men of God. But when they don't pay attention, and especially the church, most of the time they become fanatics. That the men of God start going a little bit out of the word of God, people still clapping. People accept. To a point that men will start doing things, insane thing in church, people, they are still supporting him. People, you have got into man worship, thinking you are still worshiping God. That's why, if you have that principle of God coming first, top priority, and God is in his word, if God is your first love, if God comes first in your life, you will watch. And God is in his word. You can't separate God from his word. The time a man of God, a minister, starts doing things that are against the word of God, the Bible says, a little leaven. Yes. Yeah? It starts just a little. If you are not watchful and stop that, before you realize it, 2 years later, that man will start being worshipped. And you will still find scriptures to support it. Amen. That's why when we read, if you don't want to worship God as God, if you don't want to give God his place, his position, listen what he says. Romans 1:21. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. It's people that knew God. You have come to accept. It's not the hidden out there. It's a group, a congregation of believers. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. Neither were thankful. But became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. When you don't want to give God his position, his place as the great Jehovah, listen now, verse 24. God, when he realizes that something else is taking his place in your heart, wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness, through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. I told you, you will find a substitute if you don't want to worship God as God. If you don't find a substitute, God is so jealous that he will help you find a substitute. That's what he said. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness. You don't want to worship me? I will give you up to uncleanness. Verse 26 says, for this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections. Amen. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. Remember, any generation that rejects completely God, I told you it starts very small. But see how far that generation can go. Sodom and Gomorrah, they started by just rejecting a little of God. But see how far sin led them. When you reject God, you will start, you know, little by little, as we preached a while ago, from glory to glory. You won't notice it. We spoke about it in the positive way. How you come to church, you are transformed from glory to glory. You don't realize it, but after a few years, you will realize, oh, I used to smoke. I don't smoke anymore. If someone asks you, can you explain me how you stopped smoking? You say, I don't know. I was drinking, but I don't drink anymore. Can you explain how you stopped drinking? Say, I can't explain, but I just realize that I'm not drinking anymore. In the other direction, you will go from filthiness to filthiness. You'll start by being a holy man, but before you know it, you'll start by these petty sins. Accepting this, admitting this, compromising on this. Amen. But since you didn't put God first in your life, Amen. Since you didn't worship God as God, since you knew God but you didn't worship him as God, you have put him aside, you'll find a substitute. That substitute, it will start small, but before you know it, you will start doing the exact thing Sodom and Gomorrah are doing today. These countries we are living in, few years back, you couldn't even mention the word homosexual. Amen? It was even the thought of mentioning it, you were seen as a vile person. But today, you think it just came overnight? No, they went step by step. They started by rejecting this. They started by not giving good consideration to the name of God. Little, they admitted this. They accepted that. They accept up to today, where when you stand, you take the stand we are taking here as the church, as a people, you are seen as the vile. Amen. You are seen as the evil man in the society. While a few years back, we were the good person, the good people, yeah. They were the bad people. But since they have rejected God, God gave them up to the vile affections. God gave them up. God released on them those bad spirits so that they start seeing good as evil and evil as good. All start by what you are worshiping. Amen. Are you really worshiping God? Are you really considering God to be the most important asset in your life? We spoke about money. Just to close, many people today, we said, we worship money. I put myself in. Amen. Sometimes that's why we want to draw your attention. You need to be very careful. We said people think to worship money, you need to be a billionaire. Only rich people worship money. No. Poor people, sometimes they worship money more than rich people. Because the lack of money can push you to vile desires. The lack of money can push you to compromise the word of God. The lack of money can push you to a money hunt that will put you to deny God. We won't see you in church anymore for a whole year. Why? I remember back home, people go to Angola. They leave Congo, they go to Angola to seek diamond. Leave wife and the children and everything. 5 years. Brother, is there a church where you... No. You know, I have my message books and the tapes. Really? Because of the hand of money, you may reject God. It may push you to a position where God is not the first asset, the first riches in your life anymore. Don't consider money as a trap only when you have it. Money is a big trap when you don't have it. Money is a big trap when you don't have it. Because sometimes you won't even take a time to pray. You are so burdened by your desire. I'm lacking this, I like that, I need that. At the end of the day, you'll reject God. Especially when you see God blessing such brother, such sister. He blessed that one. He bought a new car. He bought a new house. He went to Malaysia. He went to whatever. I've never left Ireland since I came. Amen. God is blessing other people. They go to Brazil. They go to Vanuatu. Amen. But me, even in Limerick, I've never been to Limerick. And that root of bitterness in you, because of lack of money, can start pushing you to reject God. And as we said, there's no neutral position. The time you reject God, you'll find a substitute. You can call that substitute what you want. You can call it church. You can call it pastor. You can call it I don't know what. But you will find a substitute. And you are an idol worshiper. So we have finished our lesson. We believe God will help us not to fall in the trap of worshiping something else that is not God. The Lord Jesus Christ, the Word must come first in our life. And the time you realize that something else starts taking God's place in your heart, you need to come down to your knees and ask God to help you overcome that thing. For nothing in the world, you should exchange God. God must come first, and true worship comes when he's sitting on the top position in your heart. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, now that we have finished this lesson, we believe, O Lord, that through everything that has been said here, each and every one of your children have found their portions. O Lord, we have different weaknesses. Every one of us know which gate he needs to possess, O Lord. It has been said about money, about the things of this world, about the famous people of this world, about the churches, about the pastors, about our position, about our jobs, our social rank. All these things are things that can disturb, that can hinder us from worshiping you correctly, O Lord. Help us in our dealings with all these things, in our relationship with money, with our jobs, with our neighbors, with our husbands and wives, because sometimes they also can become the God we worship, O Lord. That's why help us to put you first, O Lord, that you will be the top priority in all our undertakings, O Lord. Let us not forget this teaching everywhere we go. Let us be really true worshipers. Let us get the revelation of who you are in our age, O Lord. Let us find that true place you have placed your name. Place your name in our hearts so that we'll be true worshipers, O Lord. Bless now your people for being here, for supporting, for listening, for praying for us, O Lord. Bless the rest of the service in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you.